迎大家来到这期的美语训练班，我是杨林，
我是 Mike。 杨林来告诉大家今天都要学什么。
没问题，今天我们要聊聊凑份子给同事买礼物。
It is a lot of money, and I haven't gotten to know any of the people celebrating their birthdays well enough yet.
看看如何跟别人摊牌。
I'm going to lay my cards on the table and tell you that I'm no millionaire.
还要告诉你怎么说地下交易。
Yeah, contributing to an office birthday present for a coworker is always a pain in the neck, especially if you don't know the person that well. But I mean, sometimes you just have to bite the bullet. You don't want to be a party pooper.
That's a catch-22, 进退两难的局面。My dad is always telling me I should set aside some money to build and maintain business ties. Around 10% of your income.
True, but all the gourmet food in this town often causes me to go over my budget.
That's understandable, because you're Mike.
What's that supposed to mean?
哈哈哈，言归正传，现在我们赶快来进入第一个单元 Learn a Word.
Learn a Word.
今天我们要学的词是
Big Box Store. Big, B-I-G, Big, Box, B-O-X, Box, Store, S-T-O-R-E, Store. Big Box Store.
Big Box Store. 超级商场一般是连锁店，比如沃尔玛。
Compared to big box stores, Amazon's prices are cheaper because of lower overhead.
跟超级商场相比，亚马逊网站商品的价格更加低廉，因为他们的管理费用没有那么高。
Due to their convenience and cheaper prices, big box stores are becoming a popular alternative to local stores, even for grocery shopping.
由于超级商场的便利和低廉价格，跟当地的小商店相比，消费者越来越愿意选择去超级商场购物，甚至到那里去买菜。好的，今天我们学习的词是
Big box store, big box store, big box store.
Big box store 就是超级市场，我觉得这个词儿特别形象。在沃尔玛买的东西包装都是超大盒的，我要是买了，一个人根本吃不完。
Well, you can always ask for my help if you can't finish your cookies. I don't mind. That's what friends are for.
Yeah, why am I not surprised? Actually, there was this one time I nearly took a job as a Walmart cashier.I only had a student visa at that time, so I had to give it up, since I didn't want to get paid under the table.
That's a smart move. You don't want to be caught doing something illegal. You just mentioned a really good term, under the table. Let's check out today's words and idioms and see what it means.
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众现在播送美国习惯用语第804讲，我是杨晨。
我是 Douglas Johnson。
我有个朋友不久前从中国来美国旅游，后来想留下来。现在的问题是他没有工作许可，所以不能合法的工作。最好的办法当然是申请工卡。不过美国其实也有不少非法移民。他们找的都是支付现金的工作，所以不用交税。英语里有个习惯用语，专门指这种交易。
Under the table. Under is spelled U-N-D-E-R. Under. Table is spelled T-A-B-L-E. Table. Under the table.
Under the table 是在桌子下面进行的交易，也就是不能见人的，而且往往是非法的。下面这个例子里的商人怀疑他的竞争对手之所以很快就拿到了卖酒的许可，可能是私下里贿赂了管事的人。让我们听听他是怎么说的。
I've been waiting for over a year to get a liquor license for my restaurant, and this guy comes along and gets one in 2 months. I'm sure he must have paid the official under the table. How else could he have gotten one so fast?
我的餐馆申请酒牌已经一年多了，但是这个人刚来两个月就拿到了，我敢肯定他一定是私下里给了管事的官员什么好处，要不然他怎么能那么快就拿到呢？
虽说见不得人，但是很多生意都是通过 under the table 办成的。有趣的是，中国人说在饭桌上谈事， 意思是酒足饭饱之后就好说话了。但西方人却说 under the table， 在饭桌下面办事儿。好，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
I've been waiting for over a year to get a liquor license for my restaurant, and this guy comes along and gets one in 2 months. I'm sure he must have paid the official under the table. How else could he have gotten one so fast?
在一个高度廉洁、高度透明的体制中，公司为了得到政府的合约，应该通过公平竞争，而不需要私下里打通门路，行贿受贿。
They should not have to compete under the table with kickbacks.
虽说 under the table 听上去在生意场上应该是由来已久了，但事实上，这个习惯用语最早出现于20世纪20年代，历史并不久远。当时合法交易都是在桌面上完成的，所以在桌子下面 under the table 进行的交易就是指不光明磊落的。在下面这个例子中，我们要看看美国一个最可能从 under the table 得到的收入来源，您能猜得到吗？让我们一起听听看。
I run a restaurant and I get a lot of young people asking me for part-time jobs as waiters, and they all want to be paid under the tableYou know, cash. This way, they can avoid paying taxes. It's easier for me because I don't have to put them in my books.
我有一家餐馆，很多年轻人都想在我的餐馆里打零工，做服务员，而且都希望我能付给他们现金，这样他们就不用交税了。这样做其实我也愿意，因为我报账的时候不用把他们包括进去了。
对呀，在餐馆当服务员赚的小费也是现金。难怪那么多年轻人喜欢在餐馆打工，赚的钱可以全部进入自己的腰包。而且呀，还有很多学生放了假，专门跑到旅游景点去打工呢。好，让我们再听听上面的例句。
I run a restaurant and I get a lot of young people asking me for part-time jobs as waiters, and they all want to be paid under the table. You know, cash.This way, they can avoid paying taxes. It's easier for me because I don't have to put them in my books.
这也让我想到，很多墨西哥人为什么会愿意背井离乡到美国来打工？原因很简单。
An American salary, even if below minimum wage and paid under the table, would be much higher than what they could earn at home.
在美国赚的工资，即使低于政府规定的最低工资，而且是私下里的现金交易，也要比他们在家乡赚到的多得多。好，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨晨。
Washer Douglas Johnson。
这次节目的制作人是胡晓玲。谢谢各位收听。
Until next time。
我们下次节目再见。
This has been Words and Idioms。
A lot of people in America work as waiters as a part-time job because you can get paid under the table. Is it true, Mike?
It depends. Sometimes you can get paid in cash, and tips can be very generous.
Huh. 我原来特别羡慕西餐厅的女服务生，觉得她们又能在高级餐厅工作，小费啊还特别多。
But the downside is that if the IRS caught you not paying taxes...You could be in serious trouble.
Exactly. 在美国交税可是头等大事。要是你哪次逃了税，不管隔了多久， IRS 都会找到你的。好了，刚才 Mike 提到了 downside， 咱们来听听这个词要怎么用。
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
downside.Downside is spelled D-O-W-N-S-I-D-E.Downside.
Downside 是指某件事情不利的方面。
One of the downsides of being a celebrity is the loss of privacy.
做名人的代价之一是你的隐私会受到损伤。
The downside of working from home is being forgotten by your boss for work and promotion.
在家上班的缺陷是很容易被老板遗忘，不光是布置工作的时候，提拔的时候也是一样。
The biggest downside of owning a cell phone is that you can never truly get away from it all.
带手机最大的不利之处是你再也不能彻底摆脱周围的一切了。好的，今天我们学习的词是
downside, downside, downside.
Yeah, I love telecommuting, but the downside is that you might be forgotten by your boss.
You definitely don't want her to forget you when it comes time for a promotion. Working from home really is efficient, though. It saves up on time and gas.
我觉得吧，如果你想远程工作，就要先跟老板谈好，让他知道你每天都在做什么。Both sides need to lay their cards on the table, so you know what to expect.
I also feel like you need to go into the office from time to time. I can't stand working from home all the time. I need to talk to people.
Yeah, I noticed.
You.
好了好了，我刚才提到了 lay your cards on the table.再来听听今天的 Words and Idioms, 学学这个习惯用语的用法。
美国习惯用语
Words and Idioms。
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第805讲，我是杨晨，
我是 Doug Johnson。
在上次的节目中，我告诉过大家，我的一个朋友因为没有工卡，所以想找那种支付现金的工作。我告诉他，这么做太悬了，如果被抓住，不仅他自己，而且雇佣他的老板也要倒霉。所以他最好坦白地告诉别人自己没有工作许可。英语里有一个习惯用语，专门指开诚布公地说明事实，叫
To lay your cards on the table.Lay is spelled L-A-Y, lay. Cards is spelled C-A-R-D-S, cards. To lay your cards on the table.
Lay 是动词放的意思。To lay your cards on the table 就是摊牌和盘端出的意思。我们也可以用 put 代表 lay, 说 to put your cards on the table.在下面这个例子里，一个男人在向女朋友求婚以前主动交代了自己的经济状况，让我们听听他是怎么说的。
I don't want to keep any secrets from you, so I'm going to lay my cards on the table and tell you that I'm no millionaire and that if you marry me, you'll have to work for a while, at least until my business starts to grow.
我不想对你有任何保留，所以我现在全都告诉你，我不是什么百万富翁，如果你嫁给我，可能还得工作一段时间，起码要等到我的生意开始有些起色为止。
出去工作对大多数美国女性来说可能并不是什么难以接受的事情，除非这个女性出生在一个极其老式极其保守的家庭。好，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
I don't want to keep any secrets from you, soI'm going to lay my cards on the table and tell you that I'm no millionaire and that if you marry me, you'll have to work for a while, at least until my business starts to grow.
起码这个男人很老实，婚前就警告未婚妻，婚后不会马上过上阔夫人的日子，恐怕还要辛苦一段时间。确实，很多专家都建议婚前要把各自的财政状况告诉对方。 To lay all your cards on the table, 其中包括学生贷款、信用卡债务等等，还要看双方在理财方面是否看法一致，否则一个省吃俭用，一个大手大脚，肯过不到一块儿去。大家肯定已经想到 to lay one's cards on the table 这个习惯用语是从打牌来的。打牌的时候牌是不给别人看的，所以说
to lay one's cards on the table or put one's cards on the table
就是指把原来保密的东西公开出来。这个习惯用语大约有100年的历史。在下面这个例子中，两家公司的老总正在就一项交易讨价还价，让我们一起听听看。
I think we should just lay our cards on the table and tell each other exactly what we're here for. Okay then, our international business is failing and we need cash to keep it going.
我觉得我们应该把底牌都亮出来，告诉对方我们到底想得到些什么。另一个人说，那好，我们公司的国际业务很失败，现在我们需要现金支撑。
我就不相信上面这两位公司老总会和盘托出，他们肯定会对对方有所保留，这样才能讨价还价嘛。让我们再听一下上面的例句。
I think we should just lay our cards on the table and tell each other exactly what we're here for. Okay, then. Our international business is failing, and we need cash to keep it going.
最近我们附近一家公司的劳资双方围绕工资问题陷入了纠纷。
Both sides need to put their cards on the table for any progress to be made.
要想在谈判上取得进展，纠纷双方必须坦诚相见。与此同时，我认识的一个朋友就在那家公司上班，他觉得形势不好，所以马上就找到了一份新的工作。
He laid his cards on the table and told his boss about the job offer.
他坦率地把准备换工作的消息告诉了自己的老板。好，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨晨，
我是 Doug Johnson。
这次节目的制作人是胡晓玲，谢谢各位的收听。
Until next time，
我们下次节目再见。
This has been Words and Idioms。
Before a couple decide to get married, they need to lay their cards on the table and talk about things such as financial habits, living styles, and so on.
Exactly. Being candid can prevent a lot of future unhappiness. Speaking of which, you owe me $10.
What are you talking about?
I got a gift for me on your behalf since you didn't give me a Christmas present this year. So you owe me $10 for the gift.
Oh, 我好无语啊。不过有时候吧，同事凑份子确实是个让人头疼的事儿。在今天的 Business Etiquette 里， Amanda 就跟老同事 Sarah 抱怨起了新办公室的一些事儿。咱们一起来听听吧。
礼节美语。
Sarah 转到新的工作部门不久之后，在去吃午饭的路上遇到了原来的同事 Amanda
Hi, Amanda. How are you? I missed working with you and the whole gang since my transfer last week.
We've missed you, too. The office just isn't the same without you. How's your new job?
It's great. I really get to focus on what I like to do, and everyone has been nice and welcoming. However, I'm having a small problem with my new colleagues.
What happened?
Sarah 告诉 Amanda 她很想念原来的同事。
I missed working with you and the gang.
大家都知道 gang 是团伙的意思，在这里呢就指经常聚在一起的一群人。 Amanda 也说
The office just isn't the same without you.
Sarah 走了，办公室好像都变得不一样了。虽然 Sarah 很喜欢她的新工作，但是在跟新同事相处时却遇到了一些小麻烦。
Well, three people are celebrating their birthdays this month, and the policy here is for everyone to contribute $10 to a card and cake for each person.
Wow, so you'll be out $30 on your first week at work.
I know. It is a lot of money, and I haven't gotten to know any of the people celebrating their birthdays well enough yet. At our old department, it was only $3 for each birthday, and there were only 10 of us.
原来这个月有三个新同事过生日， Sarah 不得不跟着一起凑份子。
They want her to contribute to the card and cake. Contribute is spelled C-O-N-T-R-I-B-U-T-E. Contribute.
Contribute 是贡献的意思。这样一来，
She will be out $30.
她一下子就要出30块钱。 Sarah 跟这些同事还不熟，所以呢觉得有点吃亏。Amanda 安慰她说，
Well, every department is different. You wouldn't want your new coworkers to think you're a Grinch, right?
What is that?
A Grinch is a person who spoils the mood at a happy occasion by being selfish or unenthusiastic. You know, a party pooper.
I definitely don't want to be that. But I still think it's unreasonable for them to ask me for such a big sum of money when we don't know each other very well. What should I do?
Amanda 警告 Sarah， 如果她不出份子钱的话，同事就会认为她是
Grinch。Grinch is spelled G-R-I-N-C-H. Grinch.
Grinch 专门用来形容自私而且没有情绪的人。Sarah 当然不想让新同事觉得他是个败兴的人。
A party pooper.
可他还是很不甘心，觉得新同事的要求不合理。
Unreasonable.
Reasonable 是有道理的，前面加上 un， unreasonable 就变成了没有道理的。这笔份子钱 Sarah 最后会出吗？我们下次继续听。
Sarah 觉得 she will be out $30， 一下子出30块钱有点多，可是呢又不想让人家觉得她是 Grinch 自私的人，或是 party pooper 败兴的人。
It's a catch-22. On the one hand, you don't want to go over the budgetOn the other hand, no one wants to have the reputation of being a Grinch.
Especially if you're in a new team, first impressions are extremely important.
Let's see if Amanda can offer Sarah some good advice.
礼节美语。
Sarah 向原来的同事 Amanda 诉苦，说刚换了新工作，就赶上三个人过生日，都要凑份子，感觉心里很不平衡。Amanda 劝她说
If I were you, I would just bite the bullet and hand over the money. First impressions are important, and it's not worth getting a reputation for being a Scrooge. Think about it this way. When your birthday comes around, you'll have at least one card and cake to look forward to.
A Scrooge is someone who is stingy with his money, even though he has plenty, right?I wouldn't want my colleagues to think I'm refusing to contribute to the pool, even though I can. But this would put me way over my weekly budget.
Amanda 建议 Sarah 硬着头皮凑份子。
Bite the bullet.
意思是硬着头皮接受自己不愿意做的事情。她说
First impressions are important.
第一印象很重要，不能为了这点钱给别人留下守财奴的印象。
It's not worth getting a reputation for being a Scrooge.Scrooge is spelled S-C-R-O-O-G-E, Scrooge.
Scrooge 意思是讨厌的守财奴。Sarah 说自己不是不肯出钱。
Contribute to the pool.
这里的 pool, P-O-O-L, pool, 指的是大家凑的钱。可如果出钱，一星期的生活预算就会超出很多。
What about a compromise? Maybe you could sit down privately with the person in charge of collecting the money and explain that coming from a smaller department, you've never had to deal with so many birthdays at once. Offer to give her $5 for each birthday instead and promise that you will make your famous brownies for the celebration.
That sounds like a good plan. I hope they understand where I'm coming from and don't hold it against me.
Amanda 建议 Sarah 去找负责收钱的同事商量。
Try to make a compromise.
看能不能找到一个居中的妥协方案，把份子钱从10块减少到5块，但同时保证烤一个自己拿手的蛋糕来庆祝同事的生日。Sarah 觉得这个办法不错，希望同事们能
Understand where I'm coming from.
意思是明白和理解我的本意。
Don't hold it against me.
不要记恨我。
I'm sure they will understand. Lots of people have been in the same position before. And maybe once you get to know them better, $10 won't seem like such a big deal anymore.
Thanks so much for your advice. I feel a lot better about the situation.
You're welcome. Let's make sure we keep in touch, Sarah.
Sure. I'll talk to you again soon and let you know how it goes. Enjoy your lunch.
Amanda 叫 Sarah 放心。一定有很多人遇到过这种情况。
Lots of people have been in the same position before.
他还说，等 Sarah 和同事们熟了以后，凑10块钱的份子可能也就没什么大不了的了。
Speaking of which, since I compromise every day by working with you, I should get some compensation.
Working with me every day is your compensation.
好了，同学们，这次的节目时间就到这里了。如果你有什么建议或者想提什么问题，请发电子邮件到美语 @voanews.com.
Tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
美语三级跳。各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目音乐单元的初级课程。 Ernie 和 Beth 是大学同学，两人想组个乐队，不过他们要先了解一下彼此的音乐口味是否相同。
So let's find out what kind of music they like.
So Beth, what kind of music do you listen to?
I listen to a lot of hip-hop. What about you?
I mostly listen to pop music, but I like a lot of different stuff.
Yes, me too. I mostly listen to hip-hop, but there are many genres of music I like.
So Winnie, did you hear the music genres each of them likes?
Professor Bowman, 我还正想问您呢。Genre, 这是什么意思啊?
It means style or kind. For example, you can say a music genre or a movie genre.
Oh, 原来 genre, G-E-N-R-E, 就是类型、流派的意思。这么说 ,Beth 常听的是 hip-hop, 也就是嘻哈音乐。而 Ernie 呢,常听 pop, 流行乐。我觉得啊，他们的口味差得挺远的。
But are those the only kinds of music they listen to?
那倒不是哦，他们两人都喜欢很多其他类型的音乐。哎，也许还是能找到共同之处的。
Well, let's see. In the next section, listen for the phrase to get into something, which means to start to like something.
How did you get into hip-hop?
Well, all my friends listen to it, so I became a big fan too.
Who's your favorite hip-hop artist?
I'm a big fan of Snoop Dogg.
Winnie, why does Beth like hip-hop?
她说她喜欢上嘻哈乐啊，是因为她的朋友都爱听这种音乐，而且她还是 Snoop Dogg, 史努比狗狗的粉丝。我可不喜欢 Snoop Dogg, 我觉得啊，他早就过时了呢。
Well, even though you don't like him, Snoop Dogg is still popular.Now let's find out why Ernie likes pop music.
What about you, Ernie? How did you get into pop music?
Well, I always hear it on the radio, so I started to get into it.
Yeah, if something is on the radio, it must be really good.
I totally agree.
So did you hear how Ernie got into pop music, Winnie?
他呀，是因为老听广播里播的流行歌曲，所以呢，就喜欢上了。要让我说啊，他跟 Beth...都没有什么音乐鉴赏能力，只会跟着别人走，人云亦云的。
So, if they started a band, you wouldn't go to see them?
肯定不会。哎，不过啊，我们还是先来听听他们喜欢什么乐队吧。
What are the pop groups that you like?
Oh, there are so many good ones. I love the Spice Girls. They were so cool.
I agree. I cried for a week when they broke up.
I was really sad, too, but at least I can still listen to their CDs.
什么什么啊？而你最喜欢的乐队居然是辣妹组合。哇，他们俩的音乐品味还真是有问题。哎，不过 Professor Bowman, 一个乐队难道也能像情侣那样 break up, 分手吗？
Yes, when a band decides not to play together anymore, you can say it broke up.
哦，我明白了。Break up 在这里呢，就是解散的意思。哎，难道 Ernie 就没想到辣妹组合解散，就是因为他们太烂了吗
？I don't know. Some of their songs were good.
Wait, Professor Bowman, 难道你也是他们的粉丝啊
？Of course not. I was, just listening to some of their songs to prepare for this class.
Sure.
You know, Ernie, it seems we both like the same artists.
Yes, we do. I think we have the same musical tastes.
But if we're going to start a band, we have to be able to sing and dance. Can you do that?
I'm not a very good singer, but I'm a really great dancer. I love hip-hop dancing.
Great! I'll sing, and you can dance in our band.
Winnie, is Ernie a better singer or dancer?
他说啊，自己歌唱的一般。可舞啊，跳得特别棒。不过我看 Beth 和 Ernie 的音乐品味都不怎么样，肯定啊，没人去看。
Well, we'll have to listen next time to find out.
各位听众，这次的美语三级跳节目就播送到这里。